Testing in the House chamber, legislative day 110.
Today's prayer will be offered by Kimberly Neptune, who is the legislative assistant for Representative Moffitt. We'd ask everyone to please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Ms. Neptune.
Sovereign and gracious God, we know that you are not surprised by disease or war. You are not absent in our sorrows or fears. Calm and quiet our souls as we look toward you despite the chaos of the world. Protect the most vulnerable who are easily dismissed by others but loved deeply by you. Be gracious to those who must flee violence and protect those who stand to protect others. Guard our young and elderly who are both discouraged and be their comfort. Teach us to love as Christ loved us and show one another grace and mercy as he has shown us. May our service to you give us the desire to be united in peace and fellowship and serve others humbly. We ask for wisdom for our leaders, administrations, and our governors as they make hard decisions. Grant our elected leaders humble hearts, courage, wisdom, and unity as they serve the great state of North Carolina. And lastly, thank you for your promise in Deuteronomy that you will always be with us and will not fail or abandon us. In Christ's name, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Onslow, Representative Cleveland, is recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for August 16th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Cleveland moves the journal for August 16th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Mr. Clerk, Chair directs that Senate Bill 490, the bill title is licensed to work. The bill is withdrawn from rules. We refer to the Committee on Judiciary 2. With a serial referral thereafter to transportation, if favorable, and then thereafter favorable to rules. And chapter bills will be noted. Members, there will likely be votes tomorrow. There are a number of bills that are in various committees tomorrow. I would expect that some of the bills that are in some of the policy committees could get transitioned and put into rules and then counter to tomorrow. So do pay attention to that. Watch out for any rules notices. But we do intend to have votes tomorrow and Thursday of this week. Any notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Onslow, Representative Cleveland, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene on Wednesday, August 18th at 2 p.m., subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Cleveland moves, seconded by Representative Warren, that the House do now adjourn, subject to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1, to reconvene Wednesday, August 18th at 2 p.m. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
On motion of the Chair, House Bill 353, Winston-Salem, Forsyth, and Wake Boards of Education. Bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Election and re-referred, and that's Election Law and Campaign Reform, and re-referred to the Committee on Rules, Counter Operations of the House. On motion of the Chair, following referral, Senate Bill 379, short title, Issuance of Unregisterable Certificates of Deed, certificates of title. That bill is withdrawn from the Committee on Rules, Counter Operations of the House, recommitted to the Committee on Transportation. Serial referral to rules is added.